So I want to welcome everybody officially at this hour. And all I ask is that if you want to join in, Richard will be our cleanup hitter. And so anybody that, after I start the prayer, Gil, if you'd go second, anybody after Gil, please feel free to be led by the Spirit to say whatever. Just try to keep your prayer time to 3 to 5 minutes so that everybody gets a chance. And let's see. I think that's all the ground rules we had. If you have to leave, you have to leave. Or if you have any noise going on and you, something comes up in the house, please feel free to mute your phone, and we'll go from there. So let's put ourselves in the presence of God, and I'll stop all my chitter-chatter. Father, we come in humility as warriors in your kingdom army. We pledge to you our love and loyalty to be obedient servants of your will and word. Forgive us of all our disobedience in the past and anything we are doing now that makes us disloyal to you. Father, let your protection rule over us during our prayer time with you, that we may be off the radar of the enemy, that this sacred time that we are together in your presence, that the enemy will not hear or see or understand our communication with you. Thank you, Father, for the hedge of protection around each of us. Father, we know obedience is key to following your commands. In obedience, we say we listen to your word and fulfill what you tell us, the assignments that we have for this hour. In obedience, we are victorious in every battle we are in on a personal or family or community or state or federal level. Your word is our motto, our banner, and the orders that we receive, we stand on. Father, there are many areas that we need to correct and change because of our past disobedience. When we obey, you fill us with blessings, protection, and prosperity for our families and future generations. Disobedience and rebellion bring us punishment, judgment in the forms of disease, plagues, poverty, famine, slavery, and defeat at the hands of our enemies. So, Father, we are repentant before you of our disobedience. We declare and decree we are your obedient servants, and we intercede for our nation to again be obedient to your word. And we speak your word into every phase of our lives as a nation under your command, a land of the free and the home of the brave, as witnesses to how the kingdom reigns over us in victory. Father, as your covenant children walking in obedience to your commands, we are blessed, and we are a blessing to one another. Father, you've told us to be a blessing to others, so we now share our blessing with our brothers and sisters in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and other parts of our country. We offer our tithes and offerings to those who are in need and have lost so much. We know our sharing with obedient hearts is a sign of obedience to your command for our brothers and sisters to see your love through us. Bless Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and his boots on the ground and all of the other Christian organizations who are obediently obeying your commands as the army of the kingdom. Your son, because of his obedience, has removed the curse from us. He's our true hero, an example of being an obedient servant to even giving up his last breath to save us. We look to him, Father, as our image and model of obedient service to you. May every step we take and everything we do be a sign of how much you love us to all those who are blind or deaf to the truth of the good news that your Son has fulfilled for us, from the cross to the grave to the glory of the resurrection. Thank you, Father, for this great and everlasting gift. As it says in your word, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Consider this, Lord, when you look upon your people in America who've been obedient in giving, caring, and rendering assistance to the poor and the needy. Fulfill us, Lord, with your continuous blessing, and let us see victory over the enemy as we are free in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we come before you now as sons and daughters through Christ. You have commanded us to be obedient to your commandments. Lord, we know that as a people we have fallen away. Our Lord, as we come before you now with all repentance, we ask that you open our eyes so that we may see as a people where we have gone astray. Certainly, pride has been a factor in a lot of where we have gone wrong and gone astray as individuals, as people, as a nation. Humble us, Lord, for without humility, we cannot learn and we cannot hear your voice. Lord, as we move forward, bring your people together under your word and in the Spirit. For in the Spirit, we are renewed. And in your word, we find wisdom. Heavenly Father, obedience is something that as fallen creatures we're not very good at, but it is through your grace and your forgiveness and the work that Christ did for us on the cross that we are able to pick ourselves up, start afresh, and we thank you for that, Lord. As we go forward as a people, Lord, as your children, as your sheep, as your flock, we ask that your Holy Spirit touch each and every one of us individually so that we can begin to see with spiritual eyes where we have fallen short. Because it is not until we are able to discern and to see where we have fallen short are we able to make corrections. So humble us, Lord, as we move forward, so that we can become more effective soldiers under your banner of righteousness. Lord, we pray for all of our leaders. We pray for all of those who are in harm's way, all of those who have suffered tragedies, whether by nature or by man. We realize many of these things are brought about because of haughtiness and pride and just our ignorance of your law. Forgive us, Lord, for all of the apostasies that we have committed as a people, beginning with the murder of the unborn, the breakdown of the family, the breakdown of our institutions, forgetting that we were once a nation under God, that we have allowed our government to become agnostic. Lord, we have fallen away and we repent. We realize, Lord, that it is only by repentance as a nation that we come before you with humility, with pure repentance of the heart, that you are able only then to renew us as spiritual beings and as your children. Go forward to claim what is ours in the kingdom. Heavenly Father, you gave us your commandments, but many of us do not even recite even the 10, let alone all that Christ has taught us. Lord, wake us up as a people. Bring us back to you by opening our spiritual eyes and seeing where we have gone astray and how far we have gone astray. Because, Lord, as a people, we have gone far astray to the point where cities of Sodom and Gomorrah would be crying out for justice, were this nation not to be judged as where we are today in our apostasy. But, Lord, we know you are a forgiving Lord, but only when we repent and when we come to a realization that we have gone astray and make a concerted effort as a people to turn around from our sins and turn from our sins and back to you, that we will be saved. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around the remnant, those that are striving to be true, to remain true in their faith. Give us courage, Lord, to stand up and speak, because when there's silence, there's consent, there's condonement. We must speak up, Lord, when we see atrocities, and we must act, because it is only by then will the truth be revealed, that the gospel be shared, that the gospel be spread, and that your righteousness will prevail. Heavenly Father, we pray for our leaders, in particular President Trump, what he is going through now as he's navigating the wiles of the enemy. As a nation, we have gone far astray, far afield, and there is much to do in terms of cleaning up. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this respite. But we know that this time is but a gift, momentary, and ultimately, your righteousness and judgment will come, because you are a just and righteous God. We glorify you in your creation. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us as a nation. Thank you for our forefathers who have done so much in bringing us to where we are today. We are riding on their coattails, Lord, and now it is our turn to pick up where we must, as a people, continue forward for the benefit of all of those with us and those that follow us, just as our forefathers have done. Generations before have followed you and have been obedient to your word, to your teachings, and to your commandments. Lord, in these times of trouble, we come now before you, and we ask that you give us strength, you give us courage, you give us boldness as soldiers, as your people, to speak up against the evil, against the corruption, against the attacks on what is right and what is good and what is truth, so that all will know and they can make a decision and choose whether they follow you or they follow the evil one. Lord, we pray for revival in this nation, but a revival will only come when your people put on sackcloth and repent. So now, Lord, we pray that by your Spirit we come together as one in repentance, but also in action to move forward to show your truth in this time of darkness and what is going on around us, that your people will stand firm and that the truth be a light that shatters the darkness over this land. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Oh, wonderful. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Lord.
Anybody else going to pray?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm a newbie, so I had to write it down, so I may have to go slow, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Lord, I thank you this morning for blessing me and everybody else with another blessed day of life. You are such an awesome God. There is none like you, Lord. Your love and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we thank you for your love, your compassion, your mercy, your grace, your unfailing forgiveness. You're so good, Lord, for calling us out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. Father, we thank you for Jesus, for the work of the cross, for the Holy Spirit, who teaches us how to be refined by the fire and the hardships in life, which is not to destroy us, but to make us stronger, build a character, and bring us closer to you, Lord. You're so good, and your unconditional love endures forever. Help remind us that any struggle we go through is for your glory and to draw us close to you, Lord. Teaching us to strive to be a better version of ourselves each day through your help and love. to witness to people and to show them your love through us. I pray that everything we say and do brings honor and glory to you and to your name. You deserve all the glory, Lord. Please hear all those cries in worship from those that are struggling with battles that you know deep within their hearts. Oh, how we love you. There is no one like you, Lord. You have all power, all control, all seeing. You're all knowing. You do not change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, the creator of the universe and everything in between. You are Lord who rules and reigns in our hearts and on the throne room. And we thank you, Father, for your blessings, seen and unseen. Lord, how we call you faithful. Help us to be reminded that we are, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that may speak against us, Father, will be condemned. We thank you that you are shutting the mouths of our enemies and trusting you to bring the right people into our lives that will lift us and not belittle us or try to break our spirits down. Please go before anybody, any of our friends, loved ones, and make every rugged place smooth, every crooked place straight, and every high place low. God, thank you for keeping us safe and out of the reach of our enemies and anyone who may want to cause us harm in any way. How we trust in you that you're dispatching your legions of angels to war and protect on our behalf. Please grant us favor everywhere we go. Help us give profound knowledge, wisdom, and favor in your name, supernatural understanding, and a newfound compassion for others. Thank you for lifting us to our blessed places. Lord, before we step out today in this perilous world, we armor up with the belt of truth around our waist, the helmet of salvation on our head, the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, we wear sandals of peace that surpasses all understanding. We carry your shield of faith and the sword of your spirit that is your holy word. Help us to hide it in our hearts so that we will not sin against you, Lord. Thank you for your miraculous healing you are doing in everyone's lives, seen and unseen. Lord, I just ask you, for a renewed spirit for the world, for the people that are struggling, for their hearts and souls, their minds, and that people will start to wake up and start to be convicted, Lord, and be pulled or have a feeling to be moved towards the light, towards you, Lord. People that may not know you, to have the desire to want to be saved by your grace, Lord. Please just be there in your name's sake and letting us know that you're with us and you have seen our needs, Lord, and that you're sending the help for those needs that are on the way. Help us learn to pray bolder and dream bigger because we are dream chasers, Lord. Help us turn our hearts back to you, and thank you for showing yourself mighty in our lives. And I speak abundant blessings over everyone that's on this call and all of their loved ones and all the other human beings out in the world. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for seeing our hearts and helping us to make the right adjustments, decisions that will bring you the most glory. And I send this petition in the blood of Jesus, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would convict us of sin and convince us of righteousness and judgment to come. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that we, your believers, would be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Even today, God, we would see those areas where we fall short. Lord, I know for myself, sometimes I don't see where I am falling short. Lord, I ask that you would show me and that you would show your church that every day that we would hear your voice, that we would repent, that we would respond to you, that we would be increasingly obedient to what you're asking us to do. Lord, I know that there will be no change in us, in our nation, in the world, unless we follow after you with our whole heart. Father, we see it throughout your word, even especially in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were obedient to you and responsive to you, they were successful, and when they weren't, they were very unsuccessful. Father, help us to be right before before you, Lord, responsive in every way. And Father, I read here in Revelation, you are talking to the church of Laodicea. You are counseling us to buy gold refined in the fire. Father, help us to buy your riches, to seek your riches, that we would be rich in you and that our garments would be white and we would be clothed, that the shame of our nakedness would not be revealed. Anoint our eyes, God, with your eye salve, that we will see. Lord, you declare to us that as many as you love, you rebuke and you chasten. Therefore, you tell us to be zealous and repent. Father, grant us grace that we would receive your rebuke, we would receive your chastening, that we would be zealous, that we would repent. Father, you declare that Jesus stands at the door and knocks, and that if we hear your voice and we open the door, you will come in and dine with us, and you and we with you. And to him who overcomes, you declare, Jesus, that we will sit with you on your throne as you also overcame and sat down with your Father. Lord, you said that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Father, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts that respond to you. Father, grant us grace every day increasingly to overcome. Lord, we know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, the word of our testimony, that Jesus is the testimony of truth. Father, grant us grace today to be pleasing to you and powerful in your Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 I have a weird question real quick.
Sure.
I've been a Christian for a long time, but I really have fallen away from the church, and I got back into the church basically this last February, and I really never knew how to really pray except for, like, Lord, forgive me for my sins, bless me, wake me up in the morning, amen. That was, like, my whole life. And now, like, as when I prayed, I told you I had to write it down. And I've been doing that for a couple months. How do I get to the point to be able to pray as good as you guys pray without having to look at notes? I mean, it's like, you know, people say to just let the Holy Spirit speak through me, but when I don't have notes, it's like I stumble on words and what to get out next.
There's nothing wrong with writing out your prayer. I always do it for every Thursday that we come together to have a set pattern before us for the prayer. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You've got a personal relationship with the Lord, and that's the most important thing that you can nourish. And however you nourish it, it's you being one with him and your prayers and lifting up your heart to him, being personal with whatever situation or every circumstance you have. That's what's essential. And don't ever compare yourself to anyone else. There's no one better at praying than you, and there is no one better than anyone else in any prayer. It's just your heartfelt giving. And that's what we heard when you prayed this morning. Even though you use notes, I use notes too, it doesn't matter. It's your heart, and we're united in spirit. And you heard the amens after you prayed, and that is God hearing prayer together in unity. That's what this sacred time is for. Just your expression, however you can express it, that is the power of the Holy Spirit working through you. And so I just realize that we're all in the same boat, reaching out to God together in unity. And when someone speaks, then we hear the Spirit of God talking through that person, and we are in deeper communication with God through each and every one.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, anybody else want to continue the prayer, please?
I wanted to ask if that was Lisa, or who that was that was asking about the prayer.
That was Carrie.
I came on late.
Carrie? Okay.
Yeah.
May I pray quickly, Michael? Is that okay?
Sure enough.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you together in unity today. We just praise you, Lord. We all belong to the Lord Jesus Christ who purchased us with his blood. We praise you and praise you, God, for every single person that's on this call. And, Father, we just ask that you would give them divine protection, divine blessing, divine energy and divine help, and a divine clarity of thinking, Heavenly Father. We just praise you and praise you. Father, I want to thank you for having Carrie on the call and saying what she said, because, Father, as you know, it's been on my heart and Michael's heart and Richard's heart that we want to improve how we all pray. Everyone that's been a Christian has been taught some simple prayers, Lord, but we want to improve our prayer, and we're not always going to be perfect. We know that we're going to say things that, well, maybe that didn't sound so great in public, but that doesn't matter because it's coming from our heart, Lord. And I just appreciate each and every person on this call, Lord, for their commitment to Christ and their commitment to prayer and to, Father, to communicate with you as directly as possible. And Father, over this time of the strike force of prayer, I just want to thank you, Lord, for Michael Ortega and all the efforts he has made to help and everyone to improve in their prayer life. And Father, I freely admit, Lord, that and confess that my prayer life is so much better since I have been a member of the strike force of prayer. And it means so much to me, and it means so much to me what Carrie said, because I felt so similar in so many ways to what she is saying. And Father, I just pray for each and every person on this call, Lord, that you will give them a wonderful day and week. And Father, we just ask that you bless this country in as many ways as possible. And Lord, we just ask that you teach us to be obedient as we strive to be obedient in your eyes. Father, we just once again, we just praise you and thank you for everything you've accomplished this week and you will continue to accomplish. Father, we acknowledge you are the victor. On all things, you are the victor. The enemy is out there, but Father, you are always the victor. And Father, we just love you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love this, by the way.
Can I pray for this? All the schools, I know there was another school shooting in Washington, so I just want to pray for all the teachers and coaches and kids that work in the schools for their ministry and all the kids, and just pray for protection and that there won't be any more school shootings. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Father, you said those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And Father, you've given them the land from the Nile to the Euphrates and east and south, and we're trying to divide it. We are cursing them. Forgive us. We want to repent. Not such a wonderful deal when we divide your land, which you have given to them. We repent of that. I think, too, of how we worship intelligence and science as if it was God. And that's wrong. So in our country, I pray that you would forgive us and that we would repent from this and that you would cleanse us and change us to be knowing that you are the most important, Jesus. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, Richard, you want to conclude our prayer for us today?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for coming down from heaven, Lord God, and sitting in this conference call this morning, Father. Father, we thank you for 9/11, Lord God, that you answered our prayer and kept our country safe, Lord, through the day. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to wake up the pastors,
the church leaders in our country, Lord God. Continue to tell them, Lord God, that it's okay to be outspoken, because when good men, good women do nothing, evil prevails, and that's what's got us in this mess, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for putting it on our hearts, Lord God, to speak up, speak out against the bad things that's going on in this country and in the United States, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we was blessed and we was born in this country, Lord God. We live in the best country in the world. Father, we continue to pray for the unborn children, Lord, and also the children that are already here on the earth, Lord God, for their protection from all harm. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for the evil people, Lord God, that's hurting these kids, Lord, to be caught, to be locked up, where they can't hurt kids no longer. Father, we pray for the healing of the sanctification of marriage, Lord, to be restored in our country. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for my life. You have blessed me abundantly, Lord God, by letting me live in the best place. I feel it's the best place in the world, Hawaii, Father, being here for 30 years. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the people that's on this call, Lord God, because they're teaching me how to pray, Father. Father, I thank you for Carrie. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you fill her with the Holy Spirit, continue to help her with her prayer words and what to say and what to pray, Father. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to pray, Lord. We thank you for our families, Father. We continue to pray for healing for our country. We ask, Lord, that you continue to help us to be obedient. When we start to go down the wrong road, Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you put us back on the right track. Father, I thank you for my life. I thank you for the people that's on this call. I continue to pray for wisdom, guidance, and understanding, and for protection and peace for the people that's here today, and also for their families. Father, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. I just wanted to let you know, just before I dismiss you, that you can invite others to hear our prayers. If they can't come to us on the call, it's always going to be, at least by tomorrow, the prayer that we had today, which is being recorded, will always be there for people to go to the website, and they can hear the prayer that was said that day or today, each Thursday. So that's on the website. So just alert people to that, and I thank you all. And I dismiss you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, with a blessing of divine health, divine wisdom, divine protection, divine prosperity in you and through you and around you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.